Get ready. Join.
You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
From the mind of the new band director for The Late Show is Stephen Colbert, a singer, multi-instrumentalist, educator, and band leader. That was John Batiste. That was the 2006 song Kindergarten off the album Live in New York at the Rubin Museum of Art. Originally from Kenner, Louisiana, this cat has played the music with the best around and been to over 40 countries with his music. And he's also appeared as an actor in both film and television. He was appointed the Associate Artistic Director of the National Jazz Museum in Harlem. John received a master's degree from the Juilliard School and is a member of a long lineage of musicians from the Batiste family of Louisiana. He was introduced to music by his family's band, the Batiste Brothers Band, and in that outfit, he was on drums by the age of 8. And by 17, he released his first of 2 CDs as a leader entitled Times in New Orleans. In 2006, he received the Movado Future Legend Award, being the only one to receive the honor for jazz. Over the years, he has performed and recorded with cats like Wynton Marsalis, Elias Marsalis, Prince, Lenny Kravitz, Harry Connick Jr., Jimmy Buffett, Abby Lincoln, Roy Hargrove, and countless others. And I'm sure he's going to do some quality work as the new leader of The Late Show. Welcome to Neon Jazz. This is your jazz radio host, Joe Domino, coming to you from the home of Charlie Yardbird Parker and some of the coolest musicians in the world, right here in Kansas City, Missouri, ready to profile one of the finest inventions America has ever brought to the world, jazz. From the mind of musician and composer Eddie Daniels, here's the 2006 tune Blue Bossa to keep the neon jazz momentum moving. Thank you.
Hi, this is Jeremy Siskind, and you're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
Everyone laughs differently in Spain, in Greece, in Italy. The best of all, at least for me, a Frenchman from Paris. I just tried my luck with this guy, Shuck. But after all, the Frenchman takes his toll. Texted him the most romantic line the other day, but all he said was no clue what you say. Merci anyway. Booked a table at the most expensive place around. At 8:15 you should have seen my frown. Said he's always late, it's 'cause he thinks that he's much faster on his bike. Not in this town, but he's from France, land of romance. If he was from Rome, I'd not keep him home. I embrace all the flaws of a Frenchman. Big Parisian milk-filled bowl. They even eat the legs of frogs and oysters raw with snails. And after this, he wants a kiss. But he's from France, land of romance. If he was from Rome, I'd not keep him home. The flaws of a Frenchman's grace. À travers la place Vendôme, on trouve des beaux hommes. Yard, yard. Où tous les gens savent du sourire, la plaisir. Now I'm struck by Frenchmen's love, there's no way out. German French cheese paired with sauerkraut. Pairing on my palate, will this work for you and me? New York or Paris? But he's from France, land of romance. If he was from Rome, I'd not keep him home. I embrace all the flaws of a Frenchman.
That was the talented modern vocalist, composer, and band leader, originally from Germany and now in New York City, Joe Benjamin, with the tune The Frenchman off his 2014 EP called Part of Me. His new age swing is groovy cool, and it's a mix of combining pop rock compositions with the swing genre in an unprecedented and very unique way. His live shows surround the vivid stories of his compositions and showcases them with captivating arrangements and a tight swing sound. He's always joined by his band, The Mighty Handful, and during a recent interview with Neon Jazz, he had a very interesting way of explaining the difference between the arts in America and Europe. Have a listen.
And in this country, you know, the arts department in this country is just not funded by government. There's no funding for the arts. There's very little that is being done for the arts. You really have to do it all yourself. And the upside is the incredible network that I get in New York. So many musicians, so many people.
From the fingers of jazz organist Jared Gold, here's the 2009 tune Welcome Back off the CD Supersonic, next on Neon Jazz.
Hazleton, you are listening to Neon Jazz with Joe DeMeo. We'll be right back.
That was jazz pianist and composer Ethan Iverson with the 2007 tune Chronology, live from the New York City Shrine Smalls. From the world of Menomonee, Wisconsin, he has made a name for himself in the world of jazz with his deft work with the postmodern jazz outfit The Bad Plus. Before he performed with The Bad Plus, he was the musical director for the Mark Morris Dance Group and a student of both Fred Hirsch and Sophia Rosoff. He is a very talented cat, and it's great to have him on the show. From the cool of Maynard Ferguson, we give you the tune Easy to Love next on Neon Jazz. That was New York City jazz organist, pianist, and accordionist Gary Versace with the 2009 tune Dangerous Land off his CD Outside M. And he is a cat that is on the inside. Today, he's one of the busiest and most versatile musicians on the scene, gigging with cats like John Scofield, John Abercrombie, Maria Schneider, Matt Wilson, Lee Konitz, Tim Rees, and many others. He has a master's degree in music performance from the Eastman School of Music and has spent 8 years as a tenured associate professor in the Jazz Studies Department at the University of Oregon. From clarinet player and composer Ben Goldberg with his quintet in tow, here he is in 2006 with the tune Song and Dance off the CD The Door, The Hat, The Chair, The Fact. We'll be right back.
Ben Patterson, pianist and organist from New York City, and you're listening to the one and only Joe Jimeno, keeping jazz alive in Kansas City and around the country. We'll be right back.
That was jazz baritone saxophonist, composer, bandleader, playwright, writer, and Marxist social activist Fred Ho with the Green Monster Big Band with his take on the Spider-Man theme off the 2010 CD Celestial Green Monster. Fred was known for his contribution to the Asian American jazz and avant-garde jazz movements, and he was opposed to the term jazz to describe the traditional African American music because the word jazz was used pejoratively by white Americans to denigrate the music of African Americans. In 2006, he was diagnosed with colon cancer, and it was a battle that he fought with courage. And it was at the age of 56 that he left us, and that music still lives on forever. From bassist, composer, recording artist, bandleader, educator, and activist Ben Allison, here's the 2014 tune, Riding the Nuclear Tiger. We'll be right back.
Jazz listeners. This is Mark Carey. You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Dimino.
That was saxophonist and clarinetist Victor Goines from New Orleans with the 2009 tune Stop and Go off his CD New Adventures. And from Victor, we get the best, the original big band jazz cat, Duke Ellington, with the song that we are banking you're feeling right now, I'm Satisfied. And it's with that feeling that we thank you for tuning into a show featuring one of America's finest inventions, jazz. And thanks to my good friend, show engineer, and the man with the talent to satisfy, the Neon Beats, Mr. John Christopher.
My pleasure.
That's right. Like what you heard, well, we can't hear you, so drop us a line. We're always here for you. NeonJazzKC@gmail.com. We would dig it the most. All right, until next time, enjoy the music, my friends.
Neon Jazz.